This is Afternoons with Paula Kruger on ABC Radio Canberra.
Public art and street art, it can so often divide people, but I guess that's what art is supposed to do. It's supposed to make you feel something. Well, there is a new mural that has popped up in the city that is getting a lot of attention. And you know what? A lot of people here in Canberra, they seem quite united in their support for it. It's because it's a tribute, a thank you to the volunteer firefighters. And with you now is the artist behind the mural, Jeff Filmer. Jeff, welcome to Afternoons. How did you become to be part of this project?
Oh, thank you, Paula, for having me. So the Canberra Centre reached out to me and said, we would like to do something to help raise awareness of fundraising for, you know, wires and the Royal Fire Service and this. Can you help us? And I was like, yes, this is something that is dear to my heart. I went to my first fire as a firefighter when I was 13. So, because I grew up on a farm. So being part of the Rural Fire Service was just, it was just what you did.
Yes.
Everyone did that.
How long were you part of Rural Fire Service?
So I was active until about 2003. So I did many different jobs, but I got a job working for City Parks in the bushfire cell and did that for a number of years. Fought the 2001 fires that, you know, created the Arboretum, essentially. And then in the 2003 fires, I was in Tipimbilla when the firestorm started and it pretty much burnt the truck. We lost the house that we were very lucky that we got away with not being seriously injured. And that was kind of when I needed to get out of Canberra and get away. And I haven't really done too much since then. When the, you know, over this Christmas period, I've been out at the farm a couple of times to, you know, when those Adam Itami fires were looking at rolling in. So I've been out there, you know, sort of doing that kind of stuff. But that was pretty much the end of my time.
So are you bringing much of that experience into this mural that you're painting?
Oh, you know, it was one of those things. I was super excited to have the space. So, you know, like it's a total gift. This is not a commission job. This is just, they asked me to do this. When I went to start designing it, you know, the smoke was still everywhere and I was sitting in my shed and yeah, it was a lot of emotions that were actually brought up to, you know, in the first couple of designs. And that's actually why the design looks the way it does.
What was in your mind when you were pulling this design together? And I guess what I want you to, firstly, we should start with, describe it to me.
You know, oh,
what's
okay.
In it?
So,
we haven't done that yet.
Oh, no. Okay, so it's about, well, it'd be 5-ish metres long, that hoarding height. So that's about 2.7-ish high, facing the merry-go-round. And
so when you say hoarding, that's like the, is it the scaffolding type?
Yeah, the
thing?
Boards, yes, that the go boards up around up. Building sites so that they can make a safe zone. And so it's a ray of like sunbeams coming out behind. And then it's got the central figure is a firefighter, a New South Wales rural firefighter, looking down. I wanted to have the idea of a firefighter, not the face of a firefighter, because then you suddenly have, oh, it's a this person or it's a that person, or it encompasses the community. That is not a one type of person who is a firefighter or in the Rural Fire Service. So I wanted to have that idea. And then it basically then steps back. So there's a koala on the left-hand side as you're looking at the wall. And then there's a mother and child in dust masks or in masks, being held. Sort of that was a bit of a nod to, you know, what it's like when you get caught in these things and you're not on a truck or that kind of stuff. you know, like
the things that everyday people have to do in these situations.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. So when those 2003 fires came, you know, my wife, who has never been on a truck and squirted water, you know, she went out to my parents' place to help defend the house. And, you know, everyday people, you have to be, you get involved and that kind of stuff. And then so it was to reflect those people who, you know, not trained, but they're there and they're being present and that kind of stuff. And what you have to do to defend your kids from these natural disasters. And then kangaroos and echidnas and lizard. Oh,
a local, having, so this, was this all local wildlife?
Yeah, they're all local wildlife. Like I like to paint all of my, I do a lot of animals. So a lot of in my mural work, I'm doing a lot of animals and I like to keep it local because I think the great thing about street art is that it talks to the community. So you know what I mean? When you look at a piece of good art, it should invite you in and make you feel part of the community. You know, like you see so much around, you know, and there's a lot of great Canberra artists that are doing this as well. You know, when you see the art, you go, oh, that's nice. You know, I feel part of a community. I feel lifted up. And that's why it is coming into our world and it's becoming so so relevant and present.
You're on Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra with me, Paula Kruger, and also with you is artist Jeff Filmer. He is behind the mural that has appeared in the city. As he's described, it's just near the merry-go-round, and it is a tribute to wildlife, to volunteer firefighters, and he's been describing the painting to us. And how long does it take to paint one of these things, Jeff?
Oh, well, how long is a piece of string? So this one, I started on Saturday night. I did a little bit Saturday, and then I did. I was hoping to finish it off on Sunday, but by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun was just beating on that wall, and
but
I was.
How
just,
does that affect the paint?
It doesn't so much affect the paint as it affects me.
Okay.
So, like,
understandably.
Yeah. So, when you're creating this stuff, you know, I mean, I'm sure everybody has created something. And, you know, when you're pouring it out of your head, oh, if you're getting baked by the sun, it just wears you down. So, we're going to go and finish it. I'm going to go and finish it.
Up today.
Finish well, today, yeah.
Yeah, well, you've got better conditions today.
Much you nicer.
It didn't get bashed yesterday in the hailstorm, did it?
I would imagine it probably did. I'll go and check it out and see how crazy was the hail.
Oh, it was pretty crazy. Yeah. Pretty crazy. And so hopefully it'll be in all right condition when you check it, Jeff. And, you know, do you do many of these murals, many big pieces, big
oh,
works?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So this is my career, believe it or not, like my job. You know, I, what is it? 2011. I painted my first commercial mural. So I'm a product of the ACT legal graffiti walls. So these are walls that the government have sanctioned as places that anybody can go and paint. And so they're underpasses, and they're all those places that used to get vandalised anyway. But they've given them, said, right here, go for it. No advertising, no derogative stuff. Other than that, go for it. And it's been the best gift that the ACT could have done for arts.
What has it done for the local scene?
Oh, it's created some incredible artists who have gone on to, unfortunately or fortunately, leave Canberra and be quite prominent around the place, but it gives everyday people an opportunity to paint what they like and learn. And so anyway, so I'm a product of that. I've been really lucky to paint a lot of great things. So the water tank on Hindmarsh Drive, you know, you go
I
there.
I know the one.
Yeah.
Oh, you mentioned the wildlife. That
yeah,
you like
yeah.
Wildlife.
So that's one. You know,
that's massive.
I know. It's so good. There's up in Dixon, you know, on the ground. So I did. So Jodie Cunningham designed the images, and I painted that on the ground. Yes, there's lots and lots of things that I've been able to paint, like there's down near the tip, I did a big eagle's head. And so, yeah.
And this one that you've done that is quite special to you, especially given, Jeff, that you're, you know, a former rural firefighter yourself. But is it permanent?
Oh, no. It's just a temporary thing. So I believe the hoardings come down in a couple of weeks and that'll be a new shop. But that's all right. Like, look, it's...
Is that just the nature of street art?
Oh, I think that's the nature of people these days. Do you know what I mean? And I think it's a lovely thing. You know, it would to be constantly refreshing and looking at different bits and pieces is wonderful. It doesn't have to be, you know, chiseled into stone and there forever. It's great.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for this contribution that you've given for all of us to enjoy here in Canberra, and we'll make sure we get down and see it in the next couple of weeks before the shop pops up.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Paula. And also, I must thank Canberra Centre for the opportunity to do this because, you know, without their support, things like this wouldn't happen, and they're very supportive of the arts.